Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, ladies and gentlemen. And for the last several years, we've been conducting one show with our good friends who are members of our Brain Trust who have been diagnosed with breast cancer and who've had them treated, had it treated, and are survivors long-term. All three of the ladies with us right now are more than 10-year survivors. Lois Geller is more than 5-year survivor. She's already come and gone today on the show. Joan Pride, coming up on 14 years, right, Joan?
That's right, yep.
And Judy, you're coming up on 13 years.
Correct.
And Paula Lover, you're coming up on 12 years.
12.
How about that? So congratulations, ladies. I'm proud of you guys for being great models for women to make sure that you see, ladies, if you get screened, you know, if you get screened and you find out early, this is what happens. You survive like these ladies here. You got a greater chance of survival the more that you, the earlier you get screened. Judy, you have a couple of quick stories you're going to tell us.
Yep. So in the last 4 years, I've had five friends that have gotten breast cancer. And here's what happened. Three of them did not make it, and one did. And one did by having a double mastectomy as soon as she found out that she had cancer. So she was real proactive, and now she's healthy, and she does exercise. She eats differently. The other three said, well, I'm just going to pray a lot, and I'm just going to eat healthy food, but I'm not really going to take any medicine.
They didn't do any kind of medical treatment at all?
No, not until it was too late,
yeah.
And they did not follow up, and they did not go to a doctor to keep track of it, and they have passed away. One just passed away today,
It
is very sad. So I want people to really think about getting in front of the curve and doing something early, and don't leave it up to, as much as I love prayer, you've got to do something medical.
It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
It's both and.
Is that Paula?
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not either
and. Yeah, that's
so sad. And.
I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, I mean, I pray too, but I love you know what the pilgrim said: trust in God to keep your powder dry. You know, and you gotta take advantage of the things that are out there. I mean, why would you not, Joan?
No, you're absolutely right, and I'd like to follow up on what Paula said. I was in denial. I had a clear mammogram, and then a few months later got a lump that I ignored because I didn't think I could possibly have breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And my husband pestered me to get it taken care of and looked at, and thank goodness he did, or I might not be here today.
Too, by the way, Lisa.
He is a good pester, and he saved my life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And Judy, do you have another story?
The other story is that I gave up sugar this year. Best thing I ever did in my life. Sugar activates cancer. I've stopped eating it completely. Not only did I lose weight, I can.
See, now you quit preaching and started meddling, Judy.
Yeah. But it worked.
Yeah, I wish I could give up sugar. What do you think, Paula?
Yeah, I do too, and I'm sure she feels a lot better. I think there is evidence that sugar is poison, and
it
that
is.
We all just do the best you can. You know, a lot of people aren't good at giving up, but you can always have a little less. And
other is there sugar in donuts?
Oh my God,
not at all. Not at all.
So I'm not retaining fluid. I'm retaining pie. That's my problem. So okay.
Well, you know, there's also evidence about alcohol, and I know we all love, you know, what's confusing is they say, oh, white, one glass of red wine's good, now two glasses, no, now none, now one white, now dark chocolate. There's something all the time, but, you know, it was always hard for me to believe that anything kind of chocolate, as wonderful it is, could be good for you. But now there is more evidence out, and a new study out about alcohol, and it really, even the moderate amount of alcohol they're saying now is not good for, especially someone in terms of recurrent breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad news.
Yeah.
I love my glass of wine at night.
Right.
But, you know, you have quality of life issues, too.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up alcohol 4 years ago. I gave up sugar this year. I'm telling you something. My husband said I look younger. So if that helps, if that adds anything to the story, not only does it prevent breast cancer, but it really does make you healthier. So do it.
From
do it.
The wisdom of Judy Glaser. Now,
hey,
now
Jim.
Pride. Go ahead.
I haven't given up anything.
Well, I'm glad that you're still here, and I'm glad that you're happy. Last thoughts, Joan.
Well, I just hope, you know, we keep fighting this horrible disease and getting checked and doing everything we can proactively. And I hope to hear all these ladies again in another year.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right here. Paula, last thoughts.
Sure. This isn't a promotion for any organization, but you know what? If we want to reduce breast cancer, we need to all give and put our money where our mouth is and make donations to various organizations. So find one that supports breast cancer research and donate to it.
And be screened early and often, right?
Correct.
No question.
Yeah, check it out, ladies. And you do it to for yourself, and then do it for your family. Hey, Joan, Judy, Paula, thank you, all three, for being here. We appreciate it. And you know how much I love you guys.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Joan Pryde, Judy Grazer, Paula Lovell, ladies and gentlemen, and Lois Geller is coming on today. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.